PodQuiz 1107. Hello there, and welcome to PodQuiz 1107.
Round 1.
We'll kick things off this week with an odd one out music round. There are 4 pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me artist and title. And for number 5, you need to identify the odd one out of the 4.
Question 1. Question 2.
I hear your voice on the line, but it doesn't stop the pain. If I see you next to never, then how can we see forever? Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will.
Question 3.
Who's gonna tell you things aren't so grand? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong.
Round 4. Question 5.
Tell me the odd one out of those 4 songs.
Round 2.
Round 2 is a suggestion from Brooklyn, who says, I love doing these quizzes with you, Dad, and I hope I will one day beat you. It's on Olivia Rodrigo.
Question 6.
Which document was the subject of Olivia's 2021 debut single?
Question 7.
What was the name of Olivia's debut album? Was it Bitter, Sour, or Sweet?
Question 8.
Olivia rose to prominence playing Paige Olvera in which Disney Channel TV series?
Question 9.
Olivia is the youngest solo artist to debut at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. How old was she?
Question 10.
Which TV show does Olivia watch reruns of according to the lyrics of her song Deja Vu?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on literature. You're about to hear 5 short clips from audiobooks, and for each I'd like you to tell me the author of the book.
Question 11.
You are making up your mind, are you not, whether I am a mere mountebank or the man you need? She smiled. She said, well, yes, something of that kind. You see, Monsieur Poirot, you don't look exactly the way I pictured you. I am old, am I not? Yes, that too. She hesitated. I'm being frank. You see, I've got to have the best.
Question 12.
Time is the worst place, so to speak, to get lost in, as Arthur Dent could testify, having been lost in both time and space a good deal. At least being lost in space kept you busy. He was stranded in prehistoric Earth as the result of a complex sequence of events which had involved him being alternately blown up and insulted in more bizarre regions of the galaxy than he had ever dreamt existed.
Question 13.
I wanted to stop him before he started reading aloud again. But she couldn't stop him. He was hot as a firecracker. Dear Mr. Spencer, that is all I know about Egyptians. I can't seem to get very interested in them, although your lectures are very interesting. It is all right with me if you flunk me, though, as I'm flunking everything except English anyway. Respectfully yours, Holden Caulfield.
Question 14.
Which dog Latin being translated reads as follows. Descend into the crater of Jokul of Sneffels, which the shade of Scartaris caresses before the calends of July, audacious traveller, and you will reach the center of the earth. I did it, Arne Saknussemm.
Question 15.
Then I glanced up and saw a pair of kites, red with long blue tails, soaring in the sky, floating side by side like a pair of eyes looking down on San Francisco, the city I now call home. And suddenly Hassan's voice whispered in my ear, "For you, 1,000 times over. Hassan, the hare-lipped kite runner.
Round 4.
The final round this week is food and drink.
Question 16.
Originating from Puerto Rico, which cocktail has a name that translates as strained pineapple?
Question 17.
Which of these breads is not originally Italian? Focaccia, grissini, or pan de alfaca?
Question 18.
Which chemical compound is responsible for the heat of chilies?
Question 19.
The Latin American sauce chimichurri gets its green colour from which herb?
Question 20.
Which carbonated soft drink was created in the 1880s by American pharmacist Charles Alderton in Waco, Texas? I'll be back in a little over 3 minutes after Ladyfingers with a song called Olivia.
Oh,
now, the answers.
Number one was Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin. Number two was Right Here Waiting by Richard Marx. Number three was Drive by The Cars. Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Number four was The Jets with Crush On You. And number five, The Odd One Out. All of those songs had artists relating to motor transport, Led Zeppelin, The Cars, The Jets, apart from number two, Richard Marx, who was The Odd One Out.
Round two.
Round two was on Olivia Rodrigo. And the answer to number six, the document that was the subject of her first single, was Driver's License. Number seven, Olivia's debut album was Sour. Number eight, Olivia rose to prominence playing Paige in Bizardvark. Number 9, Olivia's record for the youngest solo artist to debut at number 1 on the Hot 100 was 17 years old. And number 10, the TV show that Olivia watches reruns of in the song Deja Vu is Glee.
Round 3.
Round 3 was literature, and I just need the names of the authors here. Number 11 was Five Little Pigs by Agatha Christie. Number 12 was Life, the Universe and Everything by Douglas Adams. Number 13 was Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. Number 14 was Journey to the Centre of the Earth by Jules Verne. And number 15, The Kite Runner, was by Khaled Hosseini.
Round 4.
Round 4 was Food and Drink. And the answer to number 16, the cocktail with the name Strained Pineapple, is Pina Colada. Number 17, of the breads I mentioned, Pan de Alfacar is Spanish, not Italian. Number 18, the chemical compound that is responsible for the heat of chilies is capsaicin. Number 19, chimichurri gets its green colour from parsley. And number 20, the carbonated soft drink invented by Charles Alderton was Dr. Pepper. That's it for Pod Quiz 1107. Thank you very much for listening, and as ever, I do hope you enjoyed it. There are no messages this week, so I shall take the time to plug the website, www.podquiz.com. On there you can find the archive of all 1,000 plus episodes of PodQuiz that you can download and listen to. And there are also links to the normal social media websites. Speak to you next week. Bye now.